Hello, I'm Sue Montgomery with the BBC News. A spokesman for the Saudi-led military coalition fighting in Yemen says the year-old campaign was nearing the end of its major combat phase. The Saudi statement follows criticism of a deadly coalition airstrike on a market in Yemen on Tuesday. Laura Bicker reports from Washington.
The White House spokesman Josh Earnest said that the US welcomed the Saudi statement indicating an end to major operations and that too many innocent civilians had been caught up in the crossfire. He said President Obama urged all parties to return to UN-facilitated peace talks. The president has long made the case that a political solution should be found, and the issue is likely to feature prominently during his visit to Saudi Arabia in April.
North Korea has fired a ballistic missile into the sea off its eastern coast, days after the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, ordered more nuclear warhead and missile tests. The latest launch has been confirmed by both South Korea and the United States. Military tensions have been rising on the Korean Peninsula since the North carried out its fourth nuclear test in January. The lower house of Congress in Chile has approved a proposal to lift the ban on abortion in cases of rape, when there's a serious health risk for the mother, or when the fetus is no longer considered viable. Leonardo Rocha has more.
Chile is one of seven Latin American countries where there's still a total ban on abortion. But despite being a predominantly Roman Catholic nation, Chile allowed abortion for decades until 1989. The practice was banned by General Augusto Pinochet in one of his last acts in power. The current proposal was tabled by the left-wing government of Michelle Bachelet and approved with support of some members of the conservative Christian Democrats. Opinion polls say most Chileans support a change, and there's a good chance the bill will be approved by the Senate in the coming months.
European Union leaders in Brussels have agreed a common position to present to Turkey in return for Turkish help in easing the refugee crisis. Under the proposed plan, migrants arriving in Greece from Turkey would be sent back in exchange for financial aid and visa-free access to Europe for Turks. Damian Grammaticus reports from Brussels.
This plan, European leaders hope, will be the turning point in the refugee crisis. 5 hours of talks ended just after midnight in Brussels, with all the EU's 28 countries agreeing a unified position. The original proposal put forward by Germany included returning all refugees and migrants who land on the Greek islands to Turkey. To meet concerns that could be illegal, the leaders discussed providing assurances that each person claiming asylum will be given a full hearing in Greece. The most difficult negotiations may come when the plan is put to Turkey's Prime Minister over breakfast in Brussels.
World News from the BBC. In the US presidential race, Hillary Clinton has been declared the winner of the Democratic primary in the state of Missouri, 2 days after the contest was held. She won narrowly by just over 1,500 votes. The Republican contest in Missouri is still too close to call between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. The Cuban government has said it will abolish the 10% tax on exchanging dollars into the Cuban convertible peso. The announcement could have a significant impact on Cuban families who receive regular payments from the United States. Will Grant reports from Havana.
The measure was considered one of the key obstacles on the Cuban side to normalizing currency flows between businesses and families, and Havana's decision to scrap it shows a new willingness to work with Washington on issues of mutual interest. It also comes after the Obama administration eased a number of Cold War-era travel and trade restrictions earlier this week, specifically to allow Cuba to again use the US dollar in the international banking system. All of this, of course, comes against the background of President Obama's historic visit to the communist-run island on Sunday. Though tentative and cautious, these steps are being welcomed by both sides.
The opposition in Niger says it will not recognise the result of the presidential runoff election due to be held on Sunday and has asked its supporters to boycott the vote. The announcement comes 2 days after the opposition's presidential candidate, Hama Amadou, was taken to Paris for medical treatment, apparently for a long-term illness. A woman on a beach on the Spanish island of Formentera has stumbled across three packages containing more than 80 kilograms of cocaine. The drugs are reported to have an estimated street value of $4.5 million. Local media say the packages were attached to a waterproof GPS system, which smugglers intended to use to retrieve the drugs. BBC News.